If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Marge Sipple is the keeper of speed jokes. Oh, by the way, hey Marge, when we get done with speed jokes here, I'm reminding you and everybody else, Pete did find the story, and it was actually just a couple of months ago, an update on that guy who had the Bitcoin and the pass was on his computer, which was in the municipal dump, the update on that, and it was worth, at the time of this story, about $647 million. Maybe more even now because Bitcoin's gone up. So what's the status of that guy and that story? We've talked to him. We'll update you on that in just a few minutes here. But there's Marge Sipple, the keeper of the jokes. Hi, Marge.
Good morning, John. Can you believe it? It's already December. It seems like we just talked a couple of weeks ago.
I know. Well, we speak every month, but this whole idea is new this year that we would check in with you. You have been listening to speed jokes from the very first day over 4 years ago, and you have been writing them down, categorizing them, color-coding them, tabulating them for us, and now helping us pick out the joke each month, right?
Yes, it's become my unofficial job, John.
I know. We should give you a title. We're not going to give you any money for this, you understand. But...
yeah, I understand. That's too bad, but well, I understand.
Well, with us being a radio station and all. But we will... I got to square with you, Marge. Would you like a sweatshirt or something, a T-shirt? Is there anything I can do for you for all your efforts on this?
Sure. I would love a T-shirt or anything. I'm not even sure what you got out there right now.
I got a T-shirt, Marge. That's what I got out there right now.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. I'll take it, John.
You'll get it, too. Okay. So Marge has listened all month long. And once again, Marge, you and I are kind of on a different page.
Yes, we are.
Okay, where's the email from Marge to us? Hold on. Okay, here. Marge says the three best jokes of the month are three skunks walking down the street together when they come to an intersection. First skunk says, my instincts tell me to go to the left. The second skunk says, my instincts tell me to go to the right. The third skunk says, my instincts too, but doesn't talk to me. My instincts too, but it doesn't talk to me. The second joke Marge liked was, what kind of pants are worn by fashionable skunks in the 70s? Marge, what's the answer to that?
Smell bottoms.
Smell bottoms. And finally, how do you stop Canadian bacon from curling in the frying pan? How do you do that, Marge?
You take away their little brooms.
Okay, let me throw a couple more at you. You ready, Marge?
Sure.
All right, Pete, there's the replay from a couple of jokes we told earlier in the month of November. My cousin wanted to run away with the circus as a juggler.
Why didn't he?
Dave, he didn't have the balls. All right, how about this one, Marge? Hey, Dave, I went back to the pharmacy, and I told them that the hemorrhoid cream they gave me caused a nasty reaction. And the pharmacist said, where did you apply it? And I said, on the bus. Marge, isn't that the kind of joke you used to endorse here?
Yes, John, yeah. And it was on my, it was on my list that I was going to send you, and then I had, like, maybe six or seven jokes. That was on there. And then when I reread it, I deleted it. So, I not deleted it, but I took it off.
Yeah, well.
But I do like that one. I do like that one a lot.
I think we should consider that one. What about this one, Marge? Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password. It's not stroganoff. 4 seconds of humor there. No, Marge?
No, that one didn't even make my
wow,
my
isn't that funny? I love that. I love that joke. How about, okay, here's a couple of others that we found in our pile from November. Dave?
The inventor of spell check just passed away. The funnel will be held tomato. And?
Yeah?
A penguin walks into a bar, says to the bartender, I'm looking for my brother. Have you seen him? Bartender says, I don't know. What's he look like?
Right, Marge?
Yep.
It's not happening for you, huh?
Well, it's on my file of my favorite jokes of the year.
Oh,
but
well.
It didn't make my final three.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got a decision to make. We have Marge's three there. Three skunks walking down the street. The one says, my instincts too, but it doesn't talk to me. The other one is smell bottoms, and you take away their little brooms, Canadian bacon. Then we got the couple that we just replayed. I don't know, which Steve Alexander, does one jump out at you?
So we're voting for one or three?
One.
Oh. I'm going with Marge's smell bottoms.
Smell bottoms? Dave?
You know what? I like the other skunk joke.
The skunk joke that says my instincts?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm serious. I mean, I remember when we told these. It wasn't that long ago. Bobby, you got a dog in this, huh?
I sure do. I liked Canadian bacon.
Are you guys kidding me?
I'm not big on the punny jokes. It's a bit of a thinker. It's kind of cute. Little brooms. Mm-hmm. What's not to like?
It's a visual.
It's a visual, yes. That's
not big on
I
the
like.
Punny joke. I mean, that's a lot of these.
Kind of killing my whole vibe there, big boy.
But that one is not, so it stands apart.
Marge, which one do you like the best?
I do like the Canadian bacon one because it's a visual thing. I just see the bacon in the frying pan with the little brooms, and it just makes me laugh.
Pete, can you live with this? Pete says, yeah, he doesn't think you're far off base there. All right, well, since I have some wild cards, remember, we'll do one each month. That's 12 months. It's a 16-joke tournament at the end of the year, so I'll be able to throw in four more, and I'll just maybe pick one of these others that didn't make the cut. We'll make the joke of November. How do you stop Canadian bacon from curling in the frying pan? How do you do that, Marge?
You take away their little brooms.
Y'all decorated there, Miss Sipla? Everything ready for Christmas?
No. Actually, just before this morning, Ray and I just put up the tree. Now we have to decorate it, but we just kind of, you got to put it up, and then you got to fluff out the branches, and now we're going to decorate the tree. But, yeah, other than that, nothing's up yet.
All right. Well, you've got good people around you. I know that. How about this one, Marge? Not to say I'm living a sad life. I'm still going to work it. Hey, Marge. Not to say I'm living a sad life or anything, but someone stole my identity, and then they sent it back with $100 and a note that says, real sorry, man. Hope things work out. Huh? Come on. No?
Yeah, it made my list. It's on my file, John, but not my top one.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, we do have different senses of humor.
Dave Ennett said, John, you seem to know a lot about a lot of things. I said, thanks, Dave, but I'm really bad at Greek mythology. Dave said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, it's my Achilles horse.
One didn't even make my list, John.
Hey, I did like that one.
All right, Marge, happy holidays to your family.
Thank you. You too, John, and everybody there, too.
We'll talk next month, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Thank you so much.
That's Marge Sipla in LaGrange, who helps us decide what the joke of the month is. It's how do you stop Canadian bacon from curling in the frying pan? You take away their little brooms. And that will be today's issue of Speed Jokes. It's already 10:45. We'll do what's the matter, Dave?
Oh, no. I was just all revved up to do today's, but it's okay.
You want to do just one today, maybe, just to give them something fresh here? Pete says yes. Let's do this one. Hey, Dave, I had to take that test to renew my driver's license yesterday. In one place, it said, what does a green light mean?
All right, I don't even know where you are.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
I had to take a test that... we're on joke.
I got it. I see it.
Dave, I had to take that test to renew my driver's license, and in one place it said, what does a green light mean?
That's go.
What does a yellow traffic light mean?
Slow down.
What does a yellow...
That was worth it. That was worth it.
Well, let's leave it there.